Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Did you know that half of America is single? Hollywood has never produced anything like this before. The Dating Project, a groundbreaking documentary that follows five single people, ages 18 to 40, as they search for authentic and meaningful relationships. There is no script. There are no actors. These are real people trying to find love and happiness in an age of swiping left or right. From Empower Pictures, Paulus Productions, Family Theater Productions, and PureFlix, you can now own The Dating Project. Save the date by visiting thedatingprojectmovie.com and go a step further and help others in your circle date differently by partnering with Ascension Press. Visit shop.ascensionpress.com to acquire the companion study guide. The Dating Project Movie is now available on DVD and digital download on Amazon, iTunes, and Walmart. Please visit thedatingprojectmovie.com for details.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So come as you are, broken and scarred. Lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed by a perfect God.
All right, so good morning. Thank you for choosing to be right here on Lake 96.1 and Journey with Judy. I was out of town the last week, and I can tell you that my trip ended with me returning on my new favorite airline, which the motto is something about haters. And so I am definitely not a hater of Spirit Airline. I am a lover of Spirit Airline because everybody I am meeting is so kind, and not only kind, but yes, I was in the cockpit of the plane, personally escorted into the cockpit with the pilot and the co-pilot, and he was just trying to teach me, just in case something happened, all the things I could do to take over the aircraft in the event of an emergency landing. So, but that's how the trip ended, and there's something about the way things end. I don't care if it's a meal, a date, a family gathering. You always remember how something ended. And what brought us to Orlando, Florida, for I think the 10th time consecutively over the last 10 years, was the National Volleyball Tournament for girls ages, I think maybe 10 to 18 years old. So we have been attending that event because some of you may know, and those of you who don't, I have two daughters who play volleyball at the club level and ultimately will be at the collegiate level. And part of getting to the collegiate level is being able to play in a club scenario, right, where there's more coaches, more exposure. It's a lot more competitive, a lot more expensive. It's just a different level of play and a different level of commitment. So every year we finish the season, this club season, in Orlando. And this time was very different because we knew it was going to end. You know, for Bob and Judy Hare, our volleyball run, our sports runs with our four children ended because our daughter Campbell is now finishing her high school club career and moving on and going to play volleyball at the next level. So we entered into it, like maybe not we, but me. I entered into it so mindful that you always remember how it ended. So I was going to make the absolute best of what could be considered the absolute worst scenario. I mean, It's insane. Like, going anywhere in Orlando takes 25 times the time. Now, I am not someone who's going to wait in line for 50 cars. I am the person who is going in the left lane and going all the way up to the front of the line and cutting over as if I didn't know I needed to make a right-hand turn. So I made it work and made the absolute best of it. But here was the scenario. We've been there 10 times, and, you know, not to talk about how much it cost, but it wasn't a vacation. It wasn't a vacation where it was relaxing and like a typical vacation. I mean, we were up at 4 a.m., in bed at 10 p.m., and a whole lot of volleyball in between. But I wasn't alone, because here's what the deal is. There was 200 volleyball courts. There were 2,500 teams, which makes 25,000 teenage girls. And just add to that the 5,000 coaches and add to that the 50,000 crazy, and I will repeat, cray, parents who are so desiring these kids go to play college at the next level. I would say the majority of these parents have invested now for the kids' future later. And so they get a little cray-cray, little intense. I mean, there was a time, I mean, I make friends with all the opposing team's parents. As a matter of fact, I text some of them. They hug me when they see me at these different venues, because it is just volleyball, right? It's not only just volleyball, but it's just volleyball and 10 grand. Like, who really cares? We just make the most of it. And even though it is so supposed to be fun, it is not fun. It is about winning. It is about competing. And it is about playing at the next level. So we went into this with some experiences from past, events, national events. And some of them were awesome. I mean, both of our kids were, you know, recognized on a very high level. They competed. It's just, there's so many parts of it that are so fun to see the gifts and talents that God has given so many of these young ladies in the field of athletics and, you know, competition. So I just love that piece of it. However, because you know that it's going to end, and because I was mindful of making the most of it and not complaining, but instead appreciating every part of the fact that we would never go back to Orlando. Because unlike my friend Nancy Vanderstappen, who loves to go to Orlando, I would rather stick a burning ember in my eye than attend anything in Orlando. Aquatic World, Sea World. However, I did find myself at the ESPN Wide World of Sports watching my kid play. And that, my friends, is worth standing in line and cutting a line for. But here's the deal. We were crushing it. We were in a championship match, and although we still had one day to go, and I was, you know, savoring every moment, we knew it was coming to an end, but we never knew how it was going to end. And in 1 second, everything changed, not only for my daughter's team, but for my daughter, because, my friends, you never know how it's going to end, even though you know it's going to end. So let's talk about that when we get back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And what was so cool is watching all of these young ladies compete from ages 10 to 18, right? This tournament goes for, I think, 2.5 solid weeks. Now, I really think the people in the venue should be wearing a mask and a gun, because the prices they charge in order to go and watch your kid play, it's really like highway robbery, right? So in addition to the $20 of parking every day, the $25 of admission every day, you still have to pay $5 for a cup of coffee and $3 for a cup of water. But here's the deal. When things are flying your way, right, there's just something about those things that are, it's insignificant, right? It's big picture stuff. We are here to win this championship. We're here to have it end on the most positive note ever. And we're here to realize that it's just volleyball and 10 grand. So here's the deal. What does it take to be ready for something to come to an end? So here's what happened to my kid. She was crushing it, right? I mean, just the best level of play I ever saw her play. As a parent, I was just totally digging the fact that the team was just so in sync. They were crushing this other team 21-3, I think. And she went up to block a ball, and down she went, and literally down she went. And in that split second, everything changed. Now, drawing from some past experiences, I've watched one injury, 1 second, everything changing and coming to an end that is absolutely beyond your control. And the way that actually impacts an individual, and in this particular case, an athlete, right? So we had no idea the severity of the injury, but here's what was obvious. She was done. And that playing at the next level, it became so much more important to pray at the next level. And so for every parent who wants their kid to play at the next level, I would just caution you that more importantly than playing at the next level would be praying at the next level, because you just never know how it's going to end, when it's going to end. And it was just this devastating moment where time stood still. All of the parents around this court, spectators, the teams, the coaches just stopped, because they didn't know the severity of what they were dealing with. And so the really great news is the injury is not career-ending for my daughter, but it did change the whole dynamic of the rest of this tournament, because she was out and she was done. And although they were winning 21-3, they lost and got bumped out of the gold bracket, and her entire season and club finale ended with this one injury. So my friends, it was so obvious to me as a parent, the way it was viewed by other parents, because I think what happens to some of these athletes, and again, these are God-given talents that if these kids glorify God in the process, it's an amazing platform to live as a Christ-like example, to learn and grow, and it's just an amazing platform. But when we take it out of context and we end up believing that our children's identity is found in what they do, they ultimately grow up like some of us, believing that who we are is what we do. And those are two very separate things. I mean, we are first and foremost children of God. What we do for a living, what we do in our spare time, what we do in terms of the way we live our life is secondary to that fact. And it was so evident that so many parents had misunderstood that reality. And I think that would obviously be passed on to some kids. And while I would be devastated if injuries took out my four children and the ability to compete at a high level, the most important thing is they recognize that that does not define them. You know, it reminded me of that MMA fighter, that badass, oh, I probably shouldn't say that woman who was just so tough. And when she lost in the ring, she was interviewed, and her exact words were, "I'm nothing. I'm nothing, because no one now cares about who I am, because I didn't do what they expected me to do." And she lost sight in that moment. She lost sight of who she actually is, right? And so the message today has to be driving the point home that our identity is not found in something that can be taken away. It doesn't matter how good we are, how successful we are, what records we've broken, the kind of homes we live in or the cars that we drive. Any of those worldly things mean zero in the kingdom of God. They mean absolutely zero. And when it matters is when we utilize those things, those material things, those methods in which we can further the kingdom of God and glorify Him in the process, is what makes it super cool. But when it's taken away, it does not negate who we are, whose we are, to whom we belong, and to whom we will return. And so it was such a reminder watching the 25,000 athletes and 50,000 parents. I really think there was over 100,000 people in this venue. And how it seemed that they had so many, and this is not a judgmental statement. It appeared to be that so many in the moment, right, in the moment were losing sight of what this whole thing was all about. And it definitely is about the love of the game and the passion for that game and the commitment to playing at the next level. But truth be told, my friends, it is not about playing at the next level. It is about praying at the next level. And you got to dig that. You are journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And I will not be crying on the other side of the break. Thank you to Greg Cunis at Cunis Country Auto Group for making this show a reality. We'll be back. I want to live like Yeah, so that's it, right? I mean, we want to give it all we have. We want to give God all we have because it's been given to us, right? For a purpose that we can be passionate about, that we can stay committed to, that we too can do something at the next level. And it's not about playing. It's not about showing up. It's not about just going through the motions. It is about praying at the next level so we can always be striving to further the kingdom of God more intentionally, with more passion, realizing that that's kind of what we're here to do. And so just like the pilot reminded me that the reason that I am, you know, a little apprehensive about flying, and I don't fly high anymore, so I'm really killing it in the area of flying. I still don't really dig it, but what he said to me is, it's out of your control. And by bringing me into the cockpit and showing me, I don't know why he thought that would help me, because there's like 50 trillion little buttons in that cockpit. And I can't even imagine that he knows how to use all of them, but it is about control. And when something happens and our identity is put into question, we got to be praying at the next level. We have got to be reminding ourselves who we are, whose we are, and to whom we belong, right? And so I witnessed for 5 days, for the last 10 years straight, people losing sight of that, right? Recognizing that, you know, this is an opportunity to glorify God and to compete at a high level. And hopefully, God willing, right, lack of injury or lack of things that are beyond your control, that these young ladies will get to, and I mean get to, play at the next level. Do this thing they love for a finite amount of time and utilize that as a platform for the next steps of their life. And so here's what research shows, and I think it can be paralleled so beautifully with us as people of faith, right? Every time I'm talking about an athlete, plug in a person of faith. So research shows that athletes are stronger, they are more resilient when they can construct an identity that goes beyond the circumstance. So we are more resilient and stronger when we realize that this is just a circumstance and we know how the story ends, right? So athletes develop this healthy sense of identity outside, so it enables them to handle adversity, right? I mean, it's talking about being emotionally stable. It's about being mentally tough. It is about being able to adjust to situations and circumstances that oftentimes are completely beyond your control, and realizing, just like in life, that there's about 10% of it in a field of play that is within your control, right? And it's been said so many times, but athletes and us as people of faith have got to remember that our sport, you know, this thing called living our faith, is what we do, but it's not who we are, right? So how do we do that? Like, how do we recognize and reconcile who we are before we decide that that is actually what's driving what we do, right? If we get the order wrong, just like an athlete, it becomes something that can be a setback that we never, ever have the ability to come back from, right? Because if the identity is around something that can be taken away, then how, when that thing is taken away, do we stand strong and be courageous and be people who are fighting this good fight and knowing how the story is going to end, right? So I watched a venue at the Orange County Convention Center with countless, and I don't even know, hundreds, maybe even 1,000 college coaches. They walked around this venue and they have in their pocket and in their possession the ability to change a young lady's life in about 2 seconds. They have the ability to offer them an opportunity to play at the next level at the expense of the college, right? So some of these people are holding $60,000 and $70,000 a year educations in their pocket, and they walk around, and based on what they see or what they think they see, they decide if these young ladies are worthy. I've always struggled with that, because here's the deal. They're worthy. They are worthy by dignity of who they are as children of God, because they can play at a high level, and because you see or don't see the value in them attached to that does not take away that which God has given to them. And so what's such a great reminder is that it doesn't matter what someone else sees as our identity. What matters is that we know who we are, to whom we belong, and whose we are, right? So it revolves around the characteristics that are inside of us. It's based on something that cannot be taken away. It's built from beliefs that will last a lifetime and hopefully into eternity. It involves solving some problems and serving some people. I mean, these girls wear T-shirts, some of them that say, "I play for her," right? We've seen a lot of athletes wearing wristbands or something like Tim Tebow, where you recognize what they do is not for them, it's for God. It's to glorify God. It's to further his kingdom. And they recognize publicly that this is a platform that I've been given and I've taken it very seriously. And here's what happens when we do that. When we do that, it fosters not only for us as people of faith, but these athletes, a satisfaction when you actually live up to that which you've been given, right? It's a platform for a legacy to be left. I know my kids have watched and followed and paid attention to so many girls that have been older than them. They watch what they do. They watch what they say. They watch who they hang around with. And they are wanting so much to become who they think these other young ladies are. And so it's no different in our life of faith that we get to, and it is an absolute get to, be people who recognize who we are despite what we do, who we belong to, and how to further God's kingdom in that process. And nobody, there will be nobody who will ever take away that which we, what we were created to be. And so I was an amazing weekend and an absolutely fabulous time to be able to see all of this, you know, come to fruition and watch so many people's lives change as they close this chapter and step into the new chapter of what God is going to do in the ways that God has prepared the way. And it's no different from the 100,000 people that were in this venue. We have those same opportunities to be prepared, to be ready, to not only show up, but to bring our A game and hope that other people do the same. Thanks for journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And we'll be back next week right here, same time, 6:30 a.m. See you then. Keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.